This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you're going to look at, you know, in 2010, we saw grassroots at its very best. But after a few incidents occurred in Colorado, for example, a bunch of stuff was passed, and something a little more difficult than an election was sought in Colorado. They sought to do a recall, which is very, very difficult to do. And this was really going to be a grassroots operation. But for a grassroots operation to be successful, it is not a very glamorous thing. It is very labor-intensive, and you need somebody that knows what they're doing. And joining me tonight, he's been with us before in other capacities, but joining me tonight to talk about grassroots movements and the legwork and everything that goes into putting one together is the newly reelected board member to the NRA. Came in top 10, which I believe he told me he'd never done before, and that would be Tim Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Top 10.
Yeah, you know, we had a side conversation, and you said, Tim, did you expect that result? As I mentioned to you before, I treat everything it's like it's the last battle, got to fight, put maximum effort forward.
Sure.
Like I'm the third monkey on the arc ramp trying to get the ride, and I was surprised, and I guess, now the pressure of having to prove it more is on. So the game is still afoot.
Always afoot. It's never going to go away, is it?
No, it isn't, Bill. And actually, that's the thing, is when we let off, we take our foot off the pedal, that's exactly what happened today in Delaware. There was a lot of testimony in Delaware, and a lot of people showed up. Well, it's relatively easy to get to the Capitol in Delaware, and it was great that citizens showed up to do that. But if we don't show up to our state capitals, we don't participate, we don't do these things, this is why legislators do these things, because I think they can get away with it.
Yep. So, Colorado.
Mm.
When you went to Colorado, and we're going to talk about both Colorado and New Jersey, because I know that was something you guys tried to do. And I think that sort of illustrates how important the people in that area are to a grassroots movement. But did anybody request your help, or did you just see a need there and go there? And whenever you go to these things, you never do it in the capacity of the NRA, do you?
No, I don't. I go in the capacity of, look, I'm here to help you make a difference. I happen to have a card that says NRA Board of Directors, but I don't go. The NRA doesn't pay me to do it, usually doesn't ask me to do it. It's just what needs doing. In 2013, when I did it, I was talking with one other guy who was from California originally, like myself, and we were asking the question, well, hey, what about recall? And we kind of got online and AR15.com, actually, and we started asking around, hey, does anyone in here in Colorado, where I was living at the time, know anything about recalls? And that got the conversation started, and we ended up starting a couple of recalls, one of which was successful in the recall of the president of the Senate, John Morris. And we worked with a couple of guys in Pueblo who did their own recall, but we were allied the whole time. And we shared best practices. We pointed out things that weren't going right. And at the end, when we had a legal strategy and that would help them get their election, we worked together. We learned that we weren't always going to agree on everything, but that we had to push in the same direction and understand that we may have had different perspectives, but we wanted the same result. And that's actually how we succeeded, is that we put everything out the side and focused on the goal. And we're willing to do more than two billionaires funding the other side. And Clinton and Obama both sent ground teams to defeat us. And we just either didn't know what we were doing. It's probably some combination of that and just sheer determination of, well, if you're going to put feet on the ground, we're going to put more feet on the ground. We're going to shake more hands and look at more people and knock on more doors. And that's what we did. That's why we won.
What was the disparity in money spent?
22-1.
So for every $1 you spent, they were spending 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, to that point, I have always said that all money buys in politics is advertising, which sort of leads me to believe that somebody, a voter that would actually do their research would probably just ignore the advertising, which means it's wasted money in a lot of cases. It was wasted money in this case. But even having said that, going for a recall is a little bit like trying to swim upstream without any arms and legs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the recommended path. What the American people, what the citizens actively engaged or those who think that it doesn't matter need to know is that we do, in essence, have a recall all the time. They're called elections.
Right.
That are regularly scheduled. And, you know, people are looking at 2018 and they're displeased with something or they don't want something. And they're going to say, well, I'm going to stay home. Well, we're going to reap what we're going to get stuck with that. People, the biggest single complaint, if we're going to talk about the Second Amendment stuff, is people say to me in regards to the National Rifle Association, hey, Tim, why isn't the National Rifle Association pushing the Hearing Protection Act or national reciprocity? Those are the two number one and number two priorities of the National Rifle Association legislatively. Congress
right.
doesn't care. Congress isn't motivated, and that's going to take voters going to the polls, visiting their congressman's office, actually taking the time to write letters, calling switchboards right before the election, saying, look, you're going to vote for this, and if you're not, I'm not going to support you. It's going to take that to get those things going. It's that active engagement. Chris Cox said something that was really quite interesting at, I believe it was the SCI banquet. Safari Club International banquet. He said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said basically whatever kind of trigger you pull, if you're a competitive shooter, if you're a concealed carry guy, if you're an AR guy, if you're a clay pigeon person or whatever, you have to realize that we're for guns and they're not for guns. You need to forget what kind of gun it is and be on generally the same side because they want them. And the only way we're going to keep them is if we vote, if we participate. And he was right in that message. Is something that I run into a lot is that people think, well, it's not going to work here because I'm a competitive shooter and I don't see the need for this. I'm not picking on competitive shooters. I mean, I get hunters who tell me, well, I don't necessarily see the need for that. Well, the word need isn't in the Second Amendment anywhere. And I think that it's that cross education of hunters and competitive shooters and Second Amendment, pure Second Amendment people, or what they call themselves that, or Black Rifle crowd, is that we all need to understand that if we're pulling a trigger and we want to keep it, whether it be a right or tradition or a sport, that we have to understand each other because that's how we're being divided, is that. So it's going to take some education. And putting that personal in, it's the way, one of the ways we're going to keep this, because if we don't engage both with ourselves and with others, it's not going to work.
You timed that perfectly because we're coming up on the break. You've done this before, haven't you? Right now, there's some other things that Mr. Knight is going to get involved in, and I'm going to try to see if I can drag that out of him very shortly as far as some of the stuff, other offerings. But if you're not a member of the NRA, every time somebody joins the NRA, it's like, you know, it's like the thing about the bell where the angel gets its wings. That's another moment of empowerment, those kind of numbers. If everybody was a member of the NRA, if all the gun owners were members of the NRA, we wouldn't be having these kinds of conversations. We'd be talking about something else altogether. Hey, you got a SIG today? Great, tell me about it. But that's okay. We'll be right back. My guest is Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. It's not playing.
Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack Stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, Tim, just remember that when, you know, when you start your other thing you were talking about doing, when your stuff doesn't fire, you can edit that out and do it all over again. Whereas I have to contend with the drama of live radio.
You do it well, Bill.
Thanks. Now, for those of you who happen to think that the NRA, if you have read in the media how the NRA has a stranglehold on Washington D.C., the NRA, let me look at this figure again. I believe for, was it 2016 where they only spent $3 million lobbying?
Yeah, the NRA is not money in the sense of political power. The political power is in the voters. It's in the sure. thing. It's interesting. They're not even in the top 100 based on that number you just said of giving money. They call it blood money or whatever. It's not in the sense that, you know, it's not nearly what the thing that politicians recognize, especially at the state level where they're like, look, people come out because the NRA sends out little cards to remind members, hey, here's who filled out our survey, and here's what they said, and here's the grade they got. They stop, they put that aside on their counter, and they walk out the door with that card in their hand, and they look at it several times before on their way to the voting booth.
Right.
That's power. The NRA is not some pool of evil with a building on top of it in Virginia. There are wise and good, very, you know, fascinating and smart people who work in that building in Virginia. I wouldn't tell you otherwise. But the true power of the NRA are the close to now 6 million members of the NRA. Now, with that said, and that's awesome power, but the thing I need to remind people all the time is they say, well, I paid my $40 or whatever. Well, you got this. And I say, wait a minute. This is not you didn't give a proxy for your rights to me, did you? Because I can't do it for myself. I need you occasionally to show up. I need you to participate. Because people always say, well, where's the NRA? And I say, well, where are you? And they're like, well, I don't have time. Well, you know, you have to make some time. You know, this is how that happens. And I need people to stop thinking of the NRA as a proxy for their rights, but rather a magnifier for it. Yes, you joined. Yes, it's advocacy. Yes, there is going to be a professional in the Capitol building speaking on your behalf. But, you know, and he or she will walk around and educate legislators to the best they can. But can you imagine it would be a lot more effective if people came to the State House and filled the hallway and testified and showed up? And, Bill, to that point, people say, well, I got a job. I can't do it. I can't go. We need to make time and educate on ourselves, on our each individual state, because Mr. Bloomberg and Mr. Soros are paying other people to go to our state capitals dressed in orange, get there early, give them a sack lunch, and they sit in the front couple of rows. And that's what the legislators see. They see these people prepared, ready, with cards, all dressed the same in the front row. This has happened now in New Mexico, Colorado, several other states, and it's going to continue to happen. And a lot of those people don't even testify, but that's the legislators' theme. So to engage, the NRA cannot be the only one. And I know there are other organizations, and I'm a member of most of them, that show up and do it. And I, you know, gosh, we need them all. I'll take them all. But what we need is citizen involvement as well. And that's actually a project that I've been working on with you, Bill. And when I'm ready to announce more about that, I'll do so. But okay. Showing people the process. Okay, how do I go to my state capitol? How do I do these things? I haven't been there since I was in fourth grade, people tell me. So changing that relationship with your state and with your legislators, that's the power of the NRA. That's the potential we have. We are unbeatable if we are engaged. So,
during Vietnam, we saw the ascendancy in special forces of a thing called the A-Team. Where they would send these guys in there that understood the culture they were going into, and they would live with them, and they would train them, and then they would lead them into battle. But they had to go into battle with the special forces in order for that to work. And is that sort of the way we should look at the role of the NRA and the other organizations out there, as the A-Team who's going to teach you what you need to know, but you got to come with me. You got to get in the grass with me.
Yeah, That's what needs to happen as a cultural change on our side entirely, is that
right.
The NRA and everyone else needs to get better at that. They're working on it. They are. They're deploying. They've deployed field staff in states far sooner this time than they have in previous election cycles. They're out there. And they can't be in every state. We just don't simply have the money for that. We're choosing states strategically based on Senate races because we see the Supreme Court as the goal. But we also understand now that despite yesterday's results in a lot of primary field people, the blue wave isn't coming. Until the blue wave has not come, until the election is over, we have to remember
right.
that we have to show up. And
right.
Every House seat. So what the NRA is having to be strategic in its choices, but the voters need to be, no matter what state, a lot of in California, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Especially after yesterday's primary result in California.
Yep.
So for the gubernatorial race. So absolutely it matters. And people, folks, can't stay home. And Bill knows this. I'm not staying home. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be out in Montana and North Dakota because I'm going to be going out to hunting clubs, competitive shooting things, stopping in a gun store saying, hey, guys, it really matters. I flew out. Let's talk about this. Let's get the vote out. Let's put out some signs in your yard. Let's have conversations with people. Because if I go a week before the election, it doesn't matter. What we need to do is change the culture of participation before the election. So I go before the election.
Yeah, there comes a time in an election cycle where it becomes too late to actually make that change to people's minds, doesn't it? I mean, 2 or 3 weeks out, it's basically a done deal to the degree
yeah.
that you can do a little bit of stuff in an onslaught if you have enough money. But the whole grassroots thing, unless, and I'm going to tell you about one example when we get back, how Mick Mulvaney, who's the current, what is he? He's in charge of the consumer, the Elizabeth Warren Commission
right.
thing that she got set up. He's in charge of that now. But how he got elected was a grassroots effort, and I'm going to tell you how that happened when we get back. The NRA, right now the NRA's membership for anti-gunners, they look at those numbers and they say it's just one red state. That's all they see. When they look at the numbers, they're just saying it's the same as one red state. We need an NRA. We need all these organizations. And, you know, if we're talking about a year's membership, you're talking about maybe $80 altogether that you would spend joining them all.
Mm.
Give them the numbers, and then they will come. You know, if you build it, they will come, that kind of thing. The Field of Dreams, if you want. We'll be right back. My guest is Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of senators announced legislation today that will give Congress a chance to review any new duties or tariffs before they take into effect. The bill would be retroactive, meaning the decisions made by President Trump last week would also be subject to congressional approval. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also spoke out regarding President Trump pardoning himself. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 345 points to close the day at 25,145. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's. Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Ergonomic excellence awaits you there. My guest this hour, from everywhere, doing everything, sort of like Batman or the Shadow, right, is Tim Knight, NRA board member, who is a specialist in grassroots movements. Now, you guys, at one point, there was an attempt to go to New Jersey to get rid and try to recall the president of the Senate, Kevin Sweeney. Now, that didn't exactly go the way you guys envisioned it, did it?
Yeah. I consulted on that. I gave them the outline and spent 2 months probably on and off on the phone giving them, here's what to be careful for, here are the pitfalls, here are where people are going to do a good job, this is where people are going to need encouragement, this is what you can expect. And I basically handed them the outline. And then they managed, and I went up for the launch, and they had packets, and, you know, it involves a lot of door knocking, and frankly, the stuff that nobody wants, you know, nobody wants to answer the door when someone's holding a piece of paper, because you're like, look, someone's here to sell me something, or it's about politics or religion, and I don't want to talk about it, and it's not easy work, but they only did that for a couple of days, and then it kind of petered out. it didn't have the long-term legs that they had hoped it would. A lot of people answering the doors were like, look, I want to sign that thing, but that guy's type got my brother a job at the union, so I can't sign it because it would have been a matter of public record. And people were afraid to sign it. So it didn't get a lot of legs. In 2015, I think it was, Oregon did a recall as well, or tried to. And I spent time on the phone with them doing a similar thing where just giving them the pitfalls and, you know, you got to hang in there. And, you know, the part that where these recalls and these petition collecting things usually fall apart is that you don't have people trained in the field who actually know the legal process of handling a recall petition because it becomes a legal document at some point, and you have to verify it, and you can't have people flipping over the paper and filling on additional lines and how it's filled out. And those are usually the pitfalls that we point out in the beginning, and they don't normally, when people do them and collect them, follow the rules for the entire process and manage it super well. That's how we were successful in Colorado twice, was because we overmanaged it. We had to. And if a line wasn't readable or whatever, we'd go back to them, reminding them, hey, it's really that important. Well, then they would go tell other people, hey, they're taking this seriously. If you don't have the wherewithal to do that, it doesn't work. I don't recommend recall. Having been involved in several, I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Just avoid all that and go vote. Let's participate and not do that.
Two weeks for the 2010 election. 2020. 2012, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, right before that election, Mick Mulvaney was facing a guy named Spratt, who'd been in the Congress for 26 years, and he was part of the Tea Party class, right? Except nobody had really done that much for him. And then 2 weeks before that happened, the Americans for Prosperity just mobilized hundreds of people in that district, and they were door-to-door every day for the 2 weeks leading up to that election. And then Mulvaney won. But it was a two-week-long onslaught of constantly reminding people what they were up against, what they were looking at, what the difference was between Spratt and Mulvaney. And, of course, now we have Mick Mulvaney, who the remaining Tea Party class, as I call them, seemed like pretty steadfast people as far as, you know, sticking to their creed and everything. So I was pleased to see that happen. But it's not something that just happens, is it? I mean, the whole idea of a grassroots operation is labor-intensive.
It does. It's labor-intensive. If you can play the we can do it and we got to do it right now thing, and that's the window, and you have people fired up and wanting to do it, that can make a difference. It certainly can. If the goal is obtainable, if people are fired up and can stay focused. I'd say that that short window would probably help more than a long drawn out, you know, this is a recall thing and you have to get first the election and it's or first, you know, get the election and you have to explain it to everybody and then remind them there's an election later. A two-step process or it's complicated. I think if there's something focused, it's now. I think that that's conducive to let's get this done politics right now. That's not how politics usually works. It's usually a longer game. But I think if you can focus like the Mulvaney thing, like you're mentioning, if it's doable, people can see it and they can engage like, what can I do now? Not a month from now. Now, if that works, that can happen. I mean, there are going to be some House races this fall that will be decided by, those and possibly some rural state, Senate races, at the national level that will be won by people deciding, you know what? I need to engage and knock on doors and have conversations at the dinner table or out at a restaurant with friends and family. And that's how this is going to change. It's that engagement at the last minute or have you thought about or, you know, having those conversations. That's what's going to probably make a big difference this fall,
yeah.
I would say, Bill, is that there's
yeah.
a process and it can be short. I like having the conversation sooner so that more people are prepared so we don't have to fight the uphill fight. But I think those last 2 weeks will be vital, but I'm going to go out there and till the field to make it ready for those conversations by having other conversations with other people. I just want to make this really work, and that's one way I can do it. And anyone who's listening, you know, gosh, let's start talking now because that's what's going to need to happen.
What happened in California with what the Democrats were hoping to do in California was what they referred to as a lockout, where the top two vote getters, because their primary is sort of like a zoo, and the two big cats that are standing that get to be in the per office. So they were hoping for a big Democratic lockout where no Republicans got into it, because if Republicans get into play, then it becomes a thing primarily driven about issues, because it's not just going to be a big Democratic who can go to the left the furthest love fest. How important a sign is that California is beginning to look at Republicans and say, yeah, let's give them some votes?
I think from, you know, being a Californian, I have an interesting perspective on this because I still have a lot of friends and family there, is that people are starting to question, is, you know, things are starting to fall by the wayside, the roads, the little things that people might not be as concerned about on a daily basis, you'd think they would be, and that what has happened, the results they've been getting recently, it's not working. And what is the alternative to that? You know, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I can tell you, unfortunately, how I think that's going to go. But I'm not sure LA is paying attention, and I hope San Diego is. And I know the Inland Empire, I know that all those folks are fired up. I mean, half the time they want to be a separate state or states. So, you know, folks, it's your chance. This is the time to step up, because, you know, if California can bring back some responsibility, what is it, the sixth or seventh largest economy in the world, if it were included by itself?
Yep.
Look, there's a lot of great things to offer in California. A lot of things are grown there. A lot of industry is there, although it's leaving. It doesn't have to be over. It doesn't have to die, but you got to participate. And, you know, Bill, that's really, really what it is. That the lockout, the fact that it did not happen, is at least a sign that some people are not just taking the talking point.
All right. Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. Yeah, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Sauer, I have been talking to Tim Knight, NRA board member and havoc wreaker wherever he goes. Unless he's going there to have a good time. Fair description, you think?
Yeah, I don't, I'd say, a couple of billionaires aren't pleased with me. I just changed my security here at the house, but.
Oh, well,
that's the way it rolls, but.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah. Breaking in on Mr. Knight. Anybody that might be listening to thinking, yeah, we've got to do something about that Knight, you do that at your own peril.
Because many teeth and things will be upon you.
Yes. Many, I mean, there's a lot of facets to the Knight domain. And,
indeed.
They're all dangerous.
Yeah.
For you if you decide to, push them. So anyway,
I like going and helping. People say, well, can you push in yard signs for a couple of hours? Sure. I tend when I go somewhere not to use telephones because, why I can do that from my desk and do. But we'll push in signs, show people that, look, nobody's above pushing in signs or knocking on some doors. I do that as well. I really like to talk to people stopping at gun shops and people say, well, I've never had people from the NRA here. Well, if I'm the first, that's great. There's my card. I'm not going anywhere. I don't work for the NRA. I work for you. If you're an NRA member and people have to explain that, but, it also gives them a chance to ask questions, and then they say, well, since you're here, I have some input, but how can I get involved? And that's really what I go there for, is to open their minds to the fact that they can be involved, and I do it with them. That's why we go to West Virginia, that's why we go to Montana, and that's why we go to North Dakota this year.
At if you've never been to one of these NRA meetups, normally, if you see a bunch of NRA people, they're in a sort of a gaggle of things. And some of them almost try to hide their little placard. You got to wear a placard hanging around your neck just so you can get into the venue. Mr. Knight runs around with his jacket pulled wide open so you can see his placard, mingling with the membership the whole time he is there. I mean, it's exhausting trying to keep up with him. Now,
yeah, my boss is in the building. That's what I keep explaining to people. I'm like, really, who's that? I'm like, you are. Oh,
yeah. So, with that kind of, first of all, you know how pleased I was when you got reelected and everything else. But despite the fact that you came in top 10 and everything else, your grassroots havoc creating ways are not going to change, are they?
No, no. As a matter of fact, they're going to magnify. I've got a couple of media things I'm going to change. I get a lot of questions still about how people can participate in the NRA and in the process of the NRA, whether it be voting or what the committees do or other things. That's being finalized now. I'm building a studio in the house with the green wall so I can actually do videos and show members how to participate in their association and answer questions and also provide best practices for people who are recruiters and others. I won't be doing those videos, but be providing a place for people to learn more about that and eventually how to engage in different political processes outside the NRA. But people want to know about all these things. And I'm just going to create the videos and people can do what they want with them. But I speak from the world of experience and having to know it. They aren't officially NRA anything, but they educate the members and sharpen their process is what I'm really trying to do.
Have you noticed in your time of all of this political dogfighting that being a Second Amendment advocate is, have you noticed how, if you look really closely at the left, they use basically the same basic template to push for whatever it is they want, whether it's gun control or single payer or climate change? It's always based upon, well, climate change is a beautiful example. You know, they even had movies to back that up, like Day After Tomorrow and stuff like that.
Right.
When you're out there, do people, do you break it down to that point where you simply say, you know, if you look at these things, you'll see where they get out there and they're telling you about the doom and gloom and everything else. And, you know, there's going to be an asteroid impact that legislative could be legislated away if we just had the left in there and stuff like that. Is there a certain point that you have seen that works every time where you make a certain statement or illustrate a certain point where you see the light bulbs going off?
No. It isn't because it isn't as that. Usually when I go somewhere, I have to know a decent bit about what's going on there. They want to know that I've actually taken the time to engage in that process.
Right.
And then they're actually going to listen to me. And even whether it's someone sits down and has a meal and wants to know, okay, who are you and where did you come from and why are you here? That's a longer version of the story. But I tell you, no, I have to customize it to each individual person I'm talking to. There are some similarities in the point that, you know, they can make a difference too. Yes, they may be frustrated. Maybe they haven't had success in the past, or they don't know how to engage, or they don't see the point in engaging anymore. There are some angles to that, of course, but no, it's an individual thing, and that's why I do it, because I like to use the word pollinate, because that's really all I'm doing. It's going out there and sharing the idea and hoping it spreads. I tell one person, and then they tell five others. Hey, this guy came out. He shared this thing with me, and this is really important. So I may only talk to 10 or 15 or 30 people at a time, sometimes hundreds, but I want them to go do it. I mean, and I've done that. Sean Maloney and I traveled one time in Virginia, and there were 9 guys at a restaurant in this rural country store in Virginia. And Sean and I finished talking, and, you know, we wandered around the store because they had cool stuff in it from way back in the day, and went down to the basement, saw some old cars, came back up, and these guys were on their cell phones. This guy said, well, I just hung up with the Marine Corps League friends of mine. I hung up with my church. And afterwards, said, how many people do you guys think you've actually literally touched with emails and phone calls that you know by name or that are associated with your group? And they're like, oh, about 4,000. Oh, and they all shared that story of with these people they were communicating with, is these guys took the time to come out. So this is really important. And we need to do it. And anyone who wants to know the history of that, the Sturtevant race in Virginia in 2015, I'm not saying Sean Maloney and I kicked it one way or the other necessarily, but we were right on that line, and a lot of people were voting in that district. The Republicans held the Senate in Virginia by one seat, and that
right.
was that seat.
Right.
And
the Democrats spent $2 million trying to get that seat.
Yes, and Sean and I were on the ground for, I don't know, a week and a half, And we at least made an impact, and hopefully we encourage others to do so. So I tell everyone listening, now's the time to start having those conversations. But I can't do this without help and without others. So I may do this and on my own dime, and I'm proud to do it. But, you know, with Bill and everyone else sharing the message, you got to get out there. We got to participate. That's always Tim's message. Participate. If you don't know how, let me show you. But I got to have you out here.
Right. Mr. Yeah. Knight later on is going, and I didn't tell you this, but I have gotten some local radio station support on the idea that I broached to you in the time frame that you broached to me.
Mm.
So this may come together a lot nicer, but Mr. Knight is going to teach me the ways based upon something that I saw last weekend that I didn't like, and we're going to see how apt a pupil I am at this coming up.
Yeah. Phone calls were made by me, and I've got some people calling you to help you. Also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yep.
Cool. So having said that, if the politics, and I say this to the audience, if the politicians think that the NRA is, or they claim the NRA is as powerful as it is with 6 million members, can you imagine how powerful they would feel like it is if it had 20 million? Which is still just a fraction of the gun owners in the United States.
Right.
And the entire, all of the gun ownership in the United States benefits from some of the stuff they do all the time. So I don't agree with everything they do, but at the same time, they're the ones that have the most capability and capacity to do the most. And that's why I finally took that plunge. So I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
If you have the time this coming weekend, give me a buzz if I'm anywhere in your general vicinity. I'll be in Tennessee somewhere.
Okay. Well, you call me when you get off the line, and let's get a full report on your fun and good times.
Roger that.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next from Pipe Hitters Union, Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.